Thursday, April 27th, the official People's Podcast starts now. Hit the music.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana, he made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard, she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Pat McAfee Show. I am Pat McAfee. I look around the room. I see a lot of handsome men. God damn it, there's a lot of them. At Tactical Digs, at Todd McComas, at Nick Corrado, Hoff's on the ones and twos. Hoff, how's it going?
You are jacked up today.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Yep, ready to go. Ready to do this. You know, I got a little sickness in me. Chugged a little Dayquil this morning. Took a little Mucinex. And I really never understood what a sore throat meant. I never had one of these in my life. Like, I always thought whenever you cough too much, you get a sore throat. That's not what it is. This is my first. I'm 29 years old, almost 30, less than a week. I got my first birthday present from my lady. It was a wood creation that looked a lot like me. She loves me. She really loves me. She went out of her way to get a log molded and shaped by a craftsman to look like my face.
Sharp features.
Very sharp. Small forehead. I have a big forehead.
I saw no one on the internet make fun of it.
No one. Everybody said it looked exactly like me. So thank you so much to my beautiful lady for that wood. But this, like, I've been swallowing and it hurts. This is what a sore throat is.
Mm-hmm.
First time.
I'm so happy.
I know.
I'm so happy.
I this is something that would make you happy. Just like
all the times I've been sick or not feeling well, get up, let's go. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Now you know what it's like.
This is it.
You can't even swallow.
Can't. I'm a swallower, too. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. If it goes in there, keep it in there. Don't spit.
I've said that for years.
For years. But I never understood what this was like. This is it. But you know what? I feel good. Dayquil actually works, I think. I got to give a big keynote speech tonight. We were recording this yesterday, but tomorrow night, you get it, the show. I got to give a big keynote speech tonight at Clues Hall. And you know, it's kind of weird. I've been thinking about this keynote speech. Usually when I get on stage and tell comedy stories, I portray myself as the dumbest person in the room, right? Everything comes back around where I'm the dumbest person. Now I'm giving a keynote speech where I have to portray myself as the smartest person in the room. And boy, it's been difficult to plan for. I'm going to be honest. I want to tell these kids to go for it. I also want to tell them to not listen to a fucking word their teachers say. But how do I do that when their teachers are in the room? This is an awkward moment. This is going to be a balancing act. But it should be a fun night with Indy Star.
Should go well.
Sports Awards. High School Sports Awards. I don't know the official name. I should probably know that.
You will by the time you get there.
I don't know. I asked Nick if he wanted to come watch. He was like,
"What? Not a chance." I bet you he said.
He said, "Well, is there going to be a TV wherever I'm at?" I'm like, "No, it's a theater." He goes, "Well, Pens and Caps are playing tonight, 7:00.
I've been waiting a year for this.
Priorities.
We all knew it was going to come down to this. Here it is. I can't miss it.
This is the Stanley Cup winner.
Yeah, I'll watch it on mute. I'll listen to your speech in the back room. It'll be great, I'm sure. I have full faith in you.
Maybe we could have someone FaceTime us in.
To the game?
No, to your speech.
Oh, good. I'm happy you guys are coming to support me. This is my first keynote speech. These are big ones. If I was to die in 2 weeks or something for some reason, this is the speech they would play. That's what a keynote speech is. Every time a person dies who has given a keynote speech, they always play their keynote speech.
If this goes well, maybe a TED Talk next month.
Ted came to Indianapolis, and were any of us called?
I wasn't called.
I didn't get a call.
No, it's one of those YouTube things where
the TED Talks.
You sound like me over there.
He said Ted came to Indianapolis. I didn't know. Is it like a guy? I've seen the videos.
Ted
like,
2?
Yeah.
Ted 1.
Like, I know what a TED Talk Seth is, McFarlane? But is there a Ted?
I think me and Nick are switching roles here today.
Yeah, Nick, you can't be the dumb one.
I'm not.
Diggs is the dumb one.
I'm just asking for more information.
Here's my answer.
I know what TED Talks are. You said Ted came. Is this, you're referring to, is it a company? I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's an acronym.
I think it's Talking Educationally Development.
Yeah, it's some kind of acronym.
Okay.
Talking Educationally Development is
Nailed it. That's absolutely what it is.
It's technology, entertainment, and design.
Exactly what I said.
Is that what they talk about?
Yes.
Mike Barwis, strength coach of the Pat McAfee Show, has given a TED Talk.
So he would fall under entertainment.
I don't know. What's the last one?
Design.
He's designing design. Bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's designing a lot of things. He's doing a lot of things. I just got a note that says, lift the mic up a little closer towards your mouth, if possible. Am I not heard? Or is this for...
Come on, Jay. Get it together.
I can hear me completely. Yeah. Let's do it. By the way, fuck everybody in this studio for thinking that you have to pass a handwritten note over to me to tell me that. Like, how does that not just say, hey, lift your mic up? That's an interesting dynamic. I'm happy I have that type of fear in people because I've been training in MMA. It's all happening.
Feeling good?
Yeah, you know.
No.
No.
Are you sore in weird areas of your body that have never been explored before?
That first week, the little muscles in my back that I didn't know existed were very sore. But this week, my body's not so much sore. It's more so my face. It's more so my face. Matt Matreon just punching me directly square in the nose and in the eye socket. And then yesterday he gave me a fucking kick. How about that one yesterday? So we're working on kicking yesterday in the gym. And all of a sudden Matt goes, here, square up with me real quick. Bang. Just gives me a right to the leg. Bang. Right to my, I got a Charlie horse. Right. Yeah. And one swing of his leg to my quad. Bang. What the fuck just happened? He said, that wasn't that hard. I go, to who? To you or to me or to who is it? Like, how is that not that hard? It was a nightmare.
The fact that you're not wearing helmets boggles my mind because, TJ Dillashaw was one of the cutest and most adorable little people I've ever seen in my life. And now, 3 years in, he looks like he just went through a car crash.
Yeah, I need to not be a part of these things. I was thinking about that whenever I was getting punched in the face like a speed bag. Pump, 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 pump. I was like, fuck. Like, my face shouldn't just be getting beat up right now. Yeah. I don't think. I'm not that attractive to begin with, let alone if you're going to blow my nose up to another size.
Yeah, and just push it to one side of your face. Isn't good.
Owen Wilson type operation. Yeah. I need not that happen, you know? It's just, we'll see what happens, though.
But respect. You're in there. Better man than me. I'm not trading blows with those guys.
Well, you could have the other day, but you didn't come. And now Chris Lytle, he didn't say he was upset with you. He said he was disappointed.
Yeah, he said I have to come Thursday.
So no, not upset. He said, tell Todd that I'm not upset.
It's tough to wake up at 9 o'clock.
I'm disappointed, he said.
Guys, I got his cold. I had a bad day. It's all right. I fell asleep on accident. Usually I plan going to sleep.
Really?
I didn't set things appropriately.
I don't think I've ever planned to go to bed.
Oh, I do every night.
I just pass out. I've been chugging NyQuil, though, at a rate that is second to none right now, trying to get this out of me. I feel like if the more drugs you put in you, it should work, but yeah. I don't think that's the way it goes. I think you get cured from a sickness at the same exact rate no matter what you do.
Yeah, that just helps control the symptoms.
Question.
Yeah?
Have you had any soup?
Yeah.
That's... Don't.
Why?
People eat soup like it's going to cure something. It's chicken and broth. There's nothing in there that's going to do anything for you.
Yeah, but it's supposed to make you feel good.
No, it doesn't.
It's for the soul.
No.
Yeah, chicken noodle soup
for the soul.
It does not.
He doesn't have a soul.
It drives me nuts.
Oh, that's
true. Remember, Diggs doesn't have a soul.
Yeah, that's so he just goes to some empty place inside
him. I'm always
him.
I'm sick. They're like, eat some soup. I'm like, they'll do dick for me.
I thought it was just because it was easier to eat.
Yeah.
Like you got a sore throat.
Don't care.
You thought it
I think you actually
yourself?
Nailed it, Nick. Yeah. He thought it was like it had some kind of
no,
curing
no, people
factor.
Think that.
Medicinal property
I don't think
to
that,
it.
Obviously.
No, people do not think, nobody thinks that chicken noodle soup cures
someone
your
someone out there thinks that.
Not an adult? No way. You really thought that, though, until about what?
No.
4 seconds
no.
ago. This
Pat,
just
if
happened.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. People think that, not me.
When you first said it, you told me that it does nothing. Like,
correct.
It was this big news story.
No, because people, trust me, I talk to the people. They say that.
Well, for the people, it
what
just makes your tummy
you
feel good.
To?
People I work with, used to work with.
Oh, my God. These office monkeys? Is that what you guys call yourselves?
Yeah. I don't call myself. The other people around me, though.
You guys are in there solving sicknesses with broth and chicken.
They thought they were.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
A lot of stuff going on in the world.
You know what else is unbelievable?
Huh.
That I didn't connect the dots on this and watch me blow your mind. Okay.
Did you just stretch out to read this?
A little bit. I'm not reading anything. It's in my brain.
Oh, wow. Lil Wayne, Jay-Z.
And I got to shout out Jay, who's an above average listener, slid in my DMs.
I saw you typing to somebody over there.
So this whole Aaron Hernandez was been by since high school thing?
Oh, Jesus.
Do you know who his college roommate was? Say it. Someone say it. It was Tim Tebow.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do you feel vindicated in some fashion?
Ah, I do. Look at this smile.
You are so happy. I haven't seen Diggs this happy in so long.
I know.
So hold on. And a big-time listener of ours.
Yeah. Jay,
send you a DM.
He has inside knowledge somehow?
Because can't believe you haven't connected the dots on Aaron Hernandez's college's roommate with one of your theories on said roommate.
So right now, you're just all in.
I lit up on... I read this, and I was like, oh, my God.
You were crying right now out of excitement. Almost. Your eyes are watering. Almost. This is an unbelievable
he
moment.
He feels like he just solved the shooter in the grassy knoll thing.
I did.
Like,
I did.
So you think the guy whose faith and dedication is so strong that he's sacrificed so many things in his life, including the wonderful experience of making love to a woman, is secretly having sex with a man...
Who definitely...
You said it, not me.
Who definitely murdered somebody.
And is definitely against everything the Bible stands for.
No, he's not. He wrote John 3:16 on his forehead.
No, I meant...
And what is the
I
same...
Meant, I meant
what
the did, bi.
Yeah.
Bible.
What did
Who do you think taught him that? While they had their late night pillow talks.
Because isn't that that was the thing he put on his...
Uh-huh.
It was John 3:16, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But John 3:16 is a big one for the Christians,
nope,
right?
Nope, just heard it.
John 3:16 is big for the Christians. Though,
that's
right?
The one about Jesus is going to come back, right?
No, I think it's like the God loved the earth so much he forgave his only son.
Oh, okay.
Nope, not forgave. Killed his only son. That one.
That's that like, one.
I think. I was reading it on Twitter. It's the one that basically describes what Jesus did.
So Jesus sacrificed himself for the our sins. But, okay.
So this was Aaron Hernandez attempting to go to heaven. At the last minute, I think, is obviously what that was. Yeah. Because in that book, the big book, the most popular book in the history of the world.
Right.
We can say that, right? Harry Potter's probably number two.
It's in every hotel.
Every hotel has one. It says in there that as long as you ask for the Lord to be your savior, you go to heaven, regardless. So that was the last ditch effort.
Last minute.
Hey, God.
Yeah.
I read John. And 3:16. Maybe that's the only one he knew, though, because of his roommate, uh-huh. Tim Tebow.
Well, I'll mm-hmm. tell you, if he corrupted Tim Tebow, he's not getting into heaven.
If he
They're not going to be happy about that.
You can't fuck Jesus.
He was their poster child there for a while.
Tim Tebow's real tight with the people in heaven.
Yeah. You can't fuck Jesus.
You can't fuck Jesus. Jesus. No. You can't. You can't do that.
No. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying the dots connect.
This is a PFT commenter type situation where everything's starting to line up.
Yeah,
your
it's
favorite.
Just lining up perfectly.
I don't think Tim Tebow's gay because I think he's so religious, and it's the super religious people that are so anti-gay.
I didn't say he was. I'm just saying.
What did you say then?
Just saying.
What were you just saying? Just
things.
Yeah. I think he prayed the Hernandez away.
Things. You think Tebow
prayed the Hernandez away? I don't think he bothered him at all.
Like Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katy Perry was praying away whenever she was a child. We learned that a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Good times.
That's unbelievable. It is crazy to me to think, though, that Aaron Hernandez was gay before going to prison. And that's why he killed What's-His-Face, because he knew he was gay. And he was probably going to tell people. Aaron Hernandez didn't want people to know he was gay so bad that he murdered somebody.
I'm pretty pumped for the...
But wait, didn't he shoot the guy... His friend leaving Tootsie's. Tootsie's is definitely...
down in the one in the strip club down there?
Fort Lauderdale,
Is that where the guy bumped into him and spilled the drink?
No, that's the dude who survived.
That was his friend that he shot in the face and left him in an alley. You
put
remember?
His eye out,
He was leaving Tootsie's.
Tootsie's is where Drake gets shoulder rubs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs.
Nice.
I've been in Tootsie's before. They give you Tootsie's cash. That place is the biggest hustle. You give them $100.
Like Monopoly money.
You give them $100, they give you back 80.
Place in Pittsburgh. Place in Pittsburgh does that.
Yeah,
too.
The strip club in Myrtle Beach we went to had their own.
Shouldn't they give you more? Shouldn't they give you more?
100. Yep. Here's
and then at the feel end good
of,
about it.
End of the night, if for some reason you didn't spend it all,
just devalue it.
Try to give
bit.
It back. They won't.
When we went to the strip club in Myrtle Beach, I bought extra stripper cash and held it back just in case it's like Bitcoin and it blows up. Yeah. I get 10 times my value.
Smart.
Want to go back there next time?
Dollhouse dollars.
Yeah.
Dollhouse dollars. That's a good little hustle, though, that whole strip club thing. Now, granted, Edgerrin James is running one down there in Miami.
Up your city.
I bet you he's straight cash, though, homie.
All day. He's posting pictures.
No play money.
He's on his Instagram account posting pictures of people in there.
Ain't no play money there.
Ed Reed, Reggie Wayne. Clinton Portis. Basically, the U is just coming through. The U is coming through one. We still got to do that one night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been watching his videos. He told me there are other white people in there. I've not seen a single Caucasian. I walk in there, that place is probably just going to stop. Booties will stop twerking. There's a cop here. White guy just pulled in. Everything will stop. Good times, though. So Aaron Hernandez is gay. We know that for sure, right? That's a factual thing. That's not
bisexual.
Just
bisexual.
Like
bisexual. Yeah.
Bisexual. If you're bisexual, are you gay or are you just like,
I think you just, you have no boundaries. You're just like, yeah, wait, as long as I'm having sex, I'm good.
Has there ever been a virgin gay guy?
What?
Yeah. He's playing baseball for him in the Mets minor league.
God damn it.
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Did you purposely do that?
No. I didn't purpose. Did you purposely do that?
What?
I feel like the thing that just came out of your mouth was pure brilliance and you didn't even know.
I know what I said.
Because do you really know until you know? Who knows?
Right. Until you tried it.
You're born gay, I believe. Like,
I believe that.
Everybody believes that. That's like kind of everything. But what if it happens? You think you're gay and then it happens. You're like, nope, not born.
Yeah. Because you can be wrong. You're a human.
Thought I was going to like it.
Didn't like it. Hated it.
And there's been foods where I'm like, oh, I'm really like that. And then I try it and I'm like, no.
It's the best comparison I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And there's probably dudes who've had sex with women and like, nope, don't like, thought I was.
For sure.
And then go the other way. That's happened for sure, right?
Yeah.
Do you really know?
What did the Duck Dynasty guy say? The old man?
He was a lot of things.
Yeah.
When he got in trouble?
The one was like, yeah, he was like, I just can't imagine anyone not liking it. Like having sex with a woman.
Well, which is, in my eyes, there for a long time, I was like, I don't know how you don't just love a woman. But then there's women that don't love women too, so it all starts to make sense. We're all kind of individual creatures.
I don't love them, but I love them.
It's a big wide world. You can love whoever you want.
Love is love. Hey,
love
who
is
gives
love.
A fuck? As long as it makes the world a happy place, and as long as you stop slandering Mets minor league baseball players on the show on a regular basis.
Todd.
At Todd McCullough at Tactical Digs. Maybe we have Tim Tebow on our show. I don't think this is his show.
I don't think so either.
I met Tim Tebow 7 times in 1 weekend. I've told that story.
Yeah.
7 times 1 weekend I met him. Hi, Pat McAfee. Hey, Tim Tebow. Very nice every single time. But boy, he didn't remember. I mean, I wouldn't remember me either, I guess. But
I liked Borowitz's description of him because I think it closely matched my description of Tebow.
Just all good
freak
guy,
athlete,
freak
super
athlete,
nice dude,
hard worker.
Yeah, future MLB Hall of Famer.
Let's get back to that real quick.
You think he's going to be a Hall of Famer?
No, but I think he's going to make it and have a few good years, a few decent years. I think he'll hit like 260.
He's definitely going to get up to the
hit
majors.
Some dingers.
There's so many tickets to be sold with him.
Yeah.
He's going to get up to the majors.
All he needs like one or two full seasons, right? And then you can say, oh, yeah, all right, he did it.
Right.
That's all you need.
Like Bo. How many Bo have? 3? 4?
I don't remember.
I don't know, but
yeah,
Bo knows.
That guy. Another level.
Just the best.
Best athlete of all time?
Yeah, I think.
Bo knows?
Maybe Achilles. I don't know.
Oh, Achilles is easily the best athlete of all time.
Like the Greek one?
Yeah.
If we're going Greek gods, I mean, Midas is the guy. That's why I want to name a kid. Midas.
What
Maximus
did he do?
McAfee. Mm-hmm. Good.
I like that.
Midas, everything he touched turned to gold.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he wasn't a god, though. He was a king.
But, like, have you seen
Midas?
Have you seen Brad Pitt?
I think he was touched by the
as
gods.
Achilles?
Yeah.
No.
God damn it.
Brad Pitt played Achilles?
Are you kidding me?
I'm just kidding. Troy, I saw it. Yes, it's a great movie. And what? He got at the end, he got shot in the Achilles with an
spoiler.
Arrow. And that's
spoiler
what,
alert.
Yeah.
Well, what? So I just saw it? What,
well, that's
what
also,
all happened before?
That's also the story of Achilles.
In between. Here, I'll explain the story to you real quick.
History.
The Achilles is the they dipped him, right? In some.
I'll do the movie for you real quick.
All right.
He's dipped in water, but his Achilles didn't touch the water, so he's Gucci.
That's because that's where they're holding him.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which is perfect by the way God built our bodies. Perfect little hangers there.
Yeah.
For people just to grab.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
dominates everyone. Orlando Bloom's a bitch.
but a good marksman.
Still a bitch. Orlando Bloom stole some king's wife. They went to war.
Was it Midas's?
No.
Good.
Agamemnon.
Agamemnon.
Thank you. And then Orlando Bloom shot him in the Achilles in the end. It was tragic.
How good looking was it? Was it Fight Club?
Oh my God. No, he was like a little bit thicker than like Fight Club. Yeah.
He was jacked.
Eric Bana was him and Eric Bana have a fight scene. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I hated it. That part.
You like both of them.
I was a big Eric Bana fan. And I was like, geez.
Who the hell was Eric Bana?
It was an honorable death.
He was Hulk for a little bit.
No, that's another guy.
He played
Ed Norton?
No, the other guy. Who's the Hulk? The real Hulk. The original Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno is my Hulk. And
I only know Lou Ferrigno from King of Queens.
Have you seen Black Hawk Down?
Big Black Skateboard. Yeah. Black Hawk Down. I have seen
Eric Bana is the Delta guy who's in the chow line, and he goes, points at his finger, and he goes, "This is my safety, sir."
Oh.
That guy. The coolest guy in the movie.
That is a very cool part of the movie.
Yeah.
Very cool. Who's your Batman? Yo.
I just showed Brad Pitt and Troy.
Are you going to ask who is our Batman?
Yeah.
It's got to be Christian Bale close second, Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
No, Christian Bale.
100%.
Forever.
I hate the voice, but.
It's like.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get it with this.
I'm not wearing hockey pads. I'm like, fuck you, loser.
He wasn't wearing hockey pads. The loser was the guy in the hockey pads. Who are you mad at? Christian Bale?
I am mad at his voice. I like his voice.
Yeah, I thought it was good. A little change up.
And it changes from how he is as...
Well, yeah, imagine if he talked like that when he was just wearing a suit.
By the way, I never read cartoons growing up.
No.
Ever. Never did it. Never knew the history of them. Then I saw, what's that? Dark Knight Returns was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
They were all
like that. Yeah.
No, but
the Dark Knight was the second one. That was the big one.
What was the first one?
Dark Knight Rises was the third one.
What was the first one?
Batman Begins
with Scarecrow.
Was that with Christian Bale? Which one was Heath Ledger? Christian Bale.
That was the second one.
Second one. So that's the first one I watched.
The Dark Knight.
And I was like, God, I love this movie. Batman's my guy. And then I found out he was born a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No struggle. Fucking hate him.
But he watched his parents get murdered.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When he was a little kid. So he had that fire burning inside to eliminate all evil in the world.
Maybe I like him again.
I think you need to watch the first one. It kind of explains
there's a pattern developing where he does not watch the first movie. And
I think that's kind of my thing, though, is I always watch the first one.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm known for, is I always watch the first one.
Tell your friends.
So when he was a kid, his parents were murdered right in front of him?
Yeah, in an alley by the Joker.
So it's like... Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, depending on... There's a couple schools of thought, but some say it's the Joker, some it's just some random guy.
Holy shit, so it's even bigger than just the Joker taking over Gotham. He murdered his parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? The whole movie Joker just got so much better.
He was Joker as, like, pre-Joker.
What? The movie just got so much better. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think we should start a segment an episode where we talk to you about movies.
Yeah, hit you up.
It's like Law Abiding Citizen, though.
Great movie.
God, I love that movie.
That's how it started.
Yeah,
the murder of the. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da.
If I ever get arrested, I'm going to get arrested like Gerard Butler and just get naked and walk out.
I thought Aaron Hernandez was going to do that when he got arrested.
You thought he was just going to get naked and walk out?
I still remember that day where he walked out. They put a shirt on him after he was cuffed.
Yeah,
to walk out there.
Uh huh.
What a day. That's why you got to have a gate on your house.
Speaking of what a day, have you ever watched 1 minute of the NFL draft?
Never. No.
I didn't think so.
Mine. Yeah. When I my draft day, I watched a lot of the first round.
Did you think you were getting drafted?
Yeah. I did to the Dallas Cowboys. So I thought I was getting drafted to Dallas Cowboys in the fourth round. So the Dallas Cowboys special teams coach sent me a message the day before the draft started and said, "You're my guy." And I was like, awesome. It was the kick. Was to kick field goals.
But you weren't Jerry's guy.
That would have been cool.
It would have been really cool, really cool. And it was, he says, "You're my guy. Can't wait to have you as a Cowboy." So what does my family and I do? We celebrate. This is awesome.
You're like, oh, this is the most amazing thing of all time.
Going to the fucking Cowboys. Here we go.
Yeah.
America's team.
Right.
Look what we did to the Indians way back in the day. Look what we're about to do in Jerry World. Now we're starting. First round, knew we weren't getting drafted then, so what do? Partied. We partied hard. Making cheers and toast, everything. Fuck everybody, I'm going to be a Cowboy on Sunday. Obnoxious. having a great time.
Right.
Second day, no, we're not getting drafted then, too. Let's have a good time. Let's let this thing continue. Third day, we're going to go ahead and be sober. So whenever Jerry Jones calls, we're going to have a good conversation. So we decided to go golf. So my family and I go golfing. We got a couple whiskey bottles out there. We're enjoying ourselves. My friends and family are there. And we're golfing. And all of a sudden, my mom goes, oh, no. And she's not golfing. She's just on the golf cart. Uh-huh. And I go, what's up, Mom? She goes, nothing, nothing. And my dad goes, Sal, what the hell is wrong with you? And she goes, nothing, nothing. But you should look at this real quick. And my dad goes back and goes, oh, fuck. And I go, what's going on back there? And my dad goes, Cowboys just drafted another kicker. We're fucked. We're fucked, right? That's what my dad says.
I can't even imagine that.
So I'm just sitting there still golfing. I look back. My mom has a whiskey bottle upside down in her mouth, just Jack Daniels chugging straight to the face. Like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. We were golfing in a course that we could not afford.
Yeah.
We were just assuming that they would hear I got drafted and let us golf. So we took the golf carts directly from that hole straight to the parking lot, unpacked, and went straight home. Still have an outstanding tab at that golf course. Still to this day have an outstanding tab at that golf course. We get back to my house. We're sitting in the living room trying to figure out life, you know. What's plan B besides a pill? We're like, we don't know. We have no fucking idea. And we're watching and watching and just like kind of miserable. And the people who were originally hanging out with us for that day kind of trickled home because they didn't want to be a part of it. It was like a bad situation. Yeah. It was a little awkward. My accountant was there who I just went home and saw. We were having an okay time.
Wait, but who did the Cowboys think?
Was it Dan Bailey?
Dave Buehler.
Buehler, oh. The USC guy, right?
Yeah, and he went to the combine and did a bunch of 225 and ran, and Jerry loved
big
him.
Leg. He had a big leg.
Wasn't as big as mine. But he had a lot of hype on him because he's from USC. And he went.
And you didn't go to the combine.
I wasn't invited.
Right.
Yeah, I would have went for sure. Let's not get crazy. I wouldn't have stood them up. I would have went, but I'd not get invited. But that's just the way it goes. Jerry liked him because they had a whole like ESPN special on how fast and strong he was as a kicker, blah, blah, blah. And Jerry loved everything about it. So then pick 222 comes around after the thought of working at a drive-thru restaurant had already happened, possibly being a sous chef somewhere, maybe just finishing my degree at West Virginia somehow. I had no idea. I just got two Fs and two As to get me through my last semester. I don't know what was going to happen. I get a phone call, Philadelphia Eagles pick from a 317 phone number. Patty, hello. How you doing? Meh, average. Not bad. Who is this? Oh, this is Bill Polian. Oh, fuck.
Doing better now.
He goes, hey, man, we just traded up with the Philadelphia Eagles to draft you. We're real excited. The last time we did this was 10 years ago. It was with Hunter Smith. We hope to do the same with you. And I said, you're drafting me to punt? And he said, yeah. I said, oh, awesome. Awesome. And he said, all I need you to do is not do anything stupid for your career. I go, you got it. You got it. He goes, all right, I'm going to hand you over to a lady, my assistant here. We're going to go over some fine details and kind of keep it moving. And while I'm talking to the lady, I was in my mom's room, my mom and dad's bedroom, which is connected to the living room by a short little hallway. I guess on the TV it has shown that I was the coach traded up and drafted me. So whoever was left in the living room went crazy.
Ah.
And they started screaming and jumping and like, this is fuck everybody. Like having a great time, right? Just, and I'm on the phone with this lady and she's like, all right, we have to go over a couple of details. She's like, you have to come out for rookie minicamp next week. What time do you want your flight? I was like, what are the options? She's like, 6:30. I'm like, good, give me that one. Good, yeah, give me that one. At that same time, my dad comes in and like my brother and I think Phil, they come in and they're like jumping on me. I'm still on the phone with this lady. They're like, yeah, fuck yeah. And I'm on the phone and the lady's like, what number do you want? I'm like, what are the options? She's like, one. I'm like, good, give me that. And everybody's like, why'd you pick the number one? Is it because you want to be the best? I'm like, no, it's just the first option. I wanted to fucking party with my friends. That's all I wanted to do. And it's like kind of stuck on this whole time. But draft weekend was one I'll never forget because it was like super exciting. It was a literal life emotional roller coaster that ever. I'm getting drafted, partying. Rock bottom, fuck. Somebody else got drafted instead of me. Who knows what's going to happen here? I'm in deep shit. Straight back up to the top. And then the next morning was when we had to figure out how to punt. And it was just like a full emotional roller coaster, and then it all worked out. But that's when Bill Polian proved he was a Hall of Famer, guys.
That pick was it.
We're drafting you to punt. We think you're athletic enough to figure it out. Fuck, we're going to find out, Bill. I thank you. I thank you for that type of
The only punting confidence you did before was that rugby style?
Yeah.
And so, how does that work exactly?
So the rugby style punting is you catch a snap and you run to your right and then you just try to get the ball on the ground and roll. And the only reason why I did that is because the punter that was punting for West Virginia was not doing that well. And Rich Rodriguez said, hey, you're punting next week. This was my sophomore year, late in my sophomore year. Rich Rodriguez goes, hey, you're punting next week. How do you feel about that? I'm like, I don't have a fucking punt. He's like, you'll figure it out. Just roll right. Don't get it blocked. Get it on the ground and let it roll. And that's what I did all through college is just roll, punt, roll, punt, roll, punt. And then Bill Polian saw me in warm-ups of the Meineke Car Care Bowl before my last game of my senior year. I was fucking around with my friends, throwing the ball to them because they got redshirted. I didn't get redshirted. And so we were kind of just hanging out. We're throwing deep balls on the field. It was really our last moments together. I was punting regular balls to them to catch and like everything like that. And Bill Polian was watching the warm-ups and saw me do it. And he was like, ah, I think that's our guy.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they worked me out one time before the draft. They had me kick and punt. It was just kind of like a punt. The punt workout was kind of just like a if our punter gets hurt. It felt like, my mind, I was like, if the punter gets hurt, this is what you'll do.
Yeah, like it'll be nice that he can also do that.
Yeah, and I did it pretty good, but it wasn't like an NFL level punter. It was just like, and I think the scout went back and was like, yeah. we think you're right. We think he could figure it out if you have to. And Bill's like, I know it. Yeah, we're going to draft him. He could figure it out. I'm like, oh, fuck, we'll hope so.
What a genius of all the, like, he could just find the potential in people. Mm-hmm. People that everybody else wouldn't even consider.
That's what he was good at.
Yeah.
That's what Bill Polian was genius at. And he was also good at building a team, which a lot of people don't do anymore. With all these numbers and analytics and scouts and finger length and 40s and jumping and all of this, people lose sight of the fact that if you're a team, you're going to be better as opposed to just a bunch of numbers. On paper, everything can look good, but if guys don't like each other, who gives a fuck?
That's a good point.
We ran into that issue a little bit here with the Grigson draft. And Grigson took the Oakland Raiders, old school Oakland Raiders, Al Davis drafting.
Speed.
Speed, 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 speed. Who can jump high? Who can run? Who can do this? But you're not getting a lot of guys that are all in for the team whenever you do that.
Yeah.
And that's a... That's what you happens. Need. Yeah. That's what you need. But the draft starts tonight, huh?
Yeah. So do you think I'm a weirdo that I watch every pick of every round?
No, because I think people like you are what keeps the NFL afloat.
I love it.
For me, when I was in the NFL, I saw a guy replacing one of my friends.
Yeah.
You know, like that guy getting
a little different.
Oh, well, there's my friend. See you later. Hey, AQ. Yep. Good run. Good run, man. Yeah. Looks like they just drafted your replacement. Oh, what round? Yep. First one. Yeah. You're fucking gone, bud. Yeah. But it's a lot. It's just interesting. This year will be different, though, because I'm not in the game. I guess I got an interview with a guy who's supposed to get on. What's his name?
Deshaun Kizer.
Yeah. I'll be talking to Deshaun Kizer tomorrow. Tonight or tomorrow? When is it?
Tomorrow.
It's Friday?
No, Thursday. Today.
Today.
My bad.
So I'll be talking to him today?
That's on me, yeah.
I'll be talking to him today. Look for that video to be released on BarstoolSports.com blog before the draft.
It'll be out before the draft starts.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. I got a lot of things to say to him.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're not going to mention now because his people might listen to this before the interview. So I was going to tell you right there. And then that was me. Like, oh, wait, I think we should think about it. No, I think it'll be an exciting conversation. It's my first time ever talking to a guy going into the draft as an ex-player.
Mm-hmm.
Some things I want to hear.
He has some advice, right, Brian, I would imagine?
I probably have some advice for him, but I'll be excited to hear his mindset more so than anything. So if he ends up on a team with some of my friends, I know what the fuck they're getting. You know, everybody's talking about him going to the Steelers, possibly? Is that what you're saying?
There were a few mocks that had him there. I mean, how much stock can you put in the mock? But
what's his name? Deshaun Kizer.
Notre Dame guy.
Mm-hmm. He had to play under Brian Kelly, who's a lunatic.
Uh-huh.
That dude blows blood vessels every fucking weekend. He's out of control, man. You got to have a level of like dictatorship in your mind if you get that mad.
Yeah.
You get that mad about something. What else is going on in sports? Anything about the draft tonight? We got hockey playoffs?
We got hockey playoffs. Pens Caps start tonight. First round of the playoffs, there was a record 18 overtime games. So it's been a phenomenal playoff so far.
Good for hockey. Great for hockey.
Everyone loves free hockey.
I love that that's what you hockey people say. Overtime is called free hockey. You see a bunch of people tweet it, like, free hockey, man. There's free hockey over on NBC right now. Free hockey. Free hockey. I respect that. But I think good games are good for the game.
Absolutely.
The Olympics also good for the game. Those fucking owners. Have they come around yet?
Nope.
God. They're not going to budge at all?
I mean, how many years is it away?
No decisions can be made right now while the playoffs are going on. Maybe this summer you'll hear something different. But
really?
Yeah.
Also, can't do it.
Also in the NFL.
We're going to get a big time fucking guest, and I just got a text message that says, no, sir. telling him to DL for a little bit. We're going to get Martavis Bryant on the show. I have a direct in with Martavis Bryant. A guy is living with him. Used to be my roommate. So we have Eskimo brothers for roommates. And
it's probably a good idea.
I don't know if that's how it works. But they said they – I think Martavis said he wants to lay low for a little
while. You know what? I like that.
I'm fine with
that. I like
that
too. I respect that a lot more, actually.
So happy he's back, though.
Because if he comes in and directly goes on shows and shit, that's going to look bad.
Yeah. I'm sure Colbert put the gag order on him. He's probably not allowed to do any press.
That's what I'm assuming. He has to do once a week, though. The NFL has those rules where he has to stand in front of his locker. We got to get a press. We're not from the NFL. We're not going to get
one. I don't know. The Heartland might.
Maybe Barstool Heartland gets one. Are you guys associated with Dave Portnoy and Barstool Sports? I mean, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, we are, Raj. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. That ban has to be lifted. But the Steelers just became a monster fucking. Martavis Bryant, Antonio Brown. With Bell in the backfield, Ben Roethlisberger back.
Plus a cupcake schedule.
Yeah, cupcake schedule.
Up. It's all adding up.
I don't want
to. You calling your shot?
What are you going to say, Diggs?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Who's on the cupcake schedule?
The first like 8 or 9 games are cake. The back end is tough, though, for sure. But the back end's got like New England, the Lions, Ravens.
The divisions we play are not the best ones.
Which divisions are those, Diggs?
One's the AFC South. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I've been around it a few times. I've been around it a few times.
And the NFC North.
Who's the NFC North?
Well, we got the duel against Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Then you got the Bears.
The Bears, Lions, and Vikings.
Yeah. Bears are easy, right?
Should be. Mike Glennon is now their starting quarterback.
You know what? Mike Glennon might be good, though.
He's not bad.
Yeah, he's never really given a fair shake. Kyle Long's back healthy on that O-line, holding down the fort. I love Kyle. That's Chicago. Who they have at, I don't know.
Alshon's gone.
Alshon, yeah, that's who I was talking about. He's gone, huh? Mm-hmm.
He went to Philly.
So what the fuck are they going to do? Philly got him?
Yeah.
So Philly's got, they're trying to stack up, too. Mm-hmm.
Trying to come up.
Oakland Raiders with the Marshawn Lynch of fish.
Yep, so...
He's coming back from Haiti, they said. If he passes a physical when he gets back from Haiti, I have no idea why he's in Haiti. What up, Zoe? I have no idea why he's in Haiti, but if he passes a physical, he's on the Raiders. There's another team. The Steelers, Raiders, Patriots are always good. My
notes were Marshawn came back, as well as Adrian Peterson is going to the Saints.
Fucking A. Drew Brees with Adrian Peterson.
Too old. They're both too old.
Mark Ingram's still there, too.
Mark Ingram said he's okay with the signing. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's because you fucking have to be. What if he would have came out and said, nope, don't like it, actually hate it? I don't know. The NFL's shaping up to be pretty good this year. I'm excited to see the draft.
I'm excited for you to watch it. I'm excited.
Like, I'm not going to be able to. Tonight I'm going to be giving a speech.
No, not the draft. Like Red Zone. I want you to sit down and watch Red Zone.
Hate Red Zone.
Hate it?
Founded by ISIS.
No punts.
No punts. It's like fantasy football.
No, the afternoon games when there's like 2 or 3 games, there's some punts sneaking in there.
It's unbelievable. I work my fucking ass off, and then the NFL creates a channel to eliminate me. Work my fucking dick off here.
You know, when you just realized that you were in the Escalade story, I just had that kind of aha moment for you not being on Red Zone.
Yeah, never been on there.
It's called Red Zone.
Yeah. Never.
You've never punted from there? Unless it's a return or something.
There was a game we punted from the 34-yard line, I think it was. I was not happy.
That's an interesting...
Why? Why would you do that?
Josh Cribbs was their returner. It was against the Browns. I guess it had to be against the Browns. Maybe 36-yard line. We were up a certain amount of points with like 12 seconds left on the clock. Fourth down... So if you kick it, we're up 2, I guess. We had to be up 2. So we kick a field goal. They block it. That's the only way they beat us. So we have to punt. I said, why don't we just take a knee?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, they still have a timeout that get in field goal range, so we got to punt. I'm like, this is only gaining us like 16 yards. They're like, yeah, kick a touchback. I'm like, kick a touchback? That just fucks all of my stats.
Yeah. Did you do it? I wouldn't have done it.
I did it. Yeah, I'm a fucking team
guy.
Good
for you.
Yeah, I'm a fucking team guy. I would have told you,
I could run around for 12 seconds, guys.
That's what I was trying to add in. I was like, don't we have a play where we throw a foul ball where the guy like runs, Andrew runs, and then throws it out to the side? They're like, no, punt it. I'm like, punt it.
Wow.
Punted. That's a 16-yard net, 36-yard punt. That just ruins everything. Without an inside to 20 there, that's an easy.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no winning for you.
Yeah, and we win the game, right? So I'm happy, but I have to go home with the thought of a 16-yard net as my last punt, which is very selfish of me, and I understand that, but that's how I make fucking money.
You're right, right.
Yeah, so that has happened. But so I have punted almost from the red zone before.
Yeah, what you should have done.
Step up, drop kick.
I
thought about a drop kick.
Couple accidental false starts back you up 15 yards, maybe get that net back up.
I know. No good teammates out there. Somebody else should have thought of that. I thought about drop kicking it.
Yeah. Flutie.
The old Flutie, yeah. That was on Vinatieri was on that team.
Uh-huh.
And they were planning on doing that before he got his 100th point of the season.
Vinny?
They were planning on doing Belichick was planning on doing it with Flutie before Vinny got his 100th point. And Vinny was like, wait, can I just get 100 points? I have this record going right now. Can I just get 100 points and then you guys do it? And they're like, yeah. And they let Vinny kicked one, he got his 100th point, and then Doug Flutie.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah, it was very nice of Belichick because Vinny would have never bitched. He didn't bitch, but he definitely said he thought about it. And Belichick was like, we'll wait and do it after.
Question for you.
Huh. Yeah, buddy.
If someone were to drop kick now, would they do it from the 2-point conversion line or back from the third, whatever, wherever you guys kick from now?
That's a great question. I don't know. Because I don't know. That's a really good question. That's a mind blower. Dean Blandino is the only contact I got, but he doesn't know the rules anymore.
No, he's done.
He quit. He just erased all the rules from his memory.
I have a story for that.
What's that?
The new guy.
Yeah.
Scott Green.
Yeah.
Was saying that refs hate calling celebration penalties too. They said it's so dumb.
I saw that.
They said it'd rather the NFL deal with a fine after than them have to penalize the team.
Yeah, because they look so bad.
So bad.
No fun.
Yeah.
No. You're not allowed to dance like that. Stop it. 15 yards. There's another one coming. I'll throw the hat if I have
only
to.
Only two pumps.
Oh, yeah, the fucking Key and Peele thing?
Yeah, well, AB did it 3 times last year. It got flagged every time.
Yeah, by the way, dudes twerking need to stop. That's not a dude thing. AB did that.
AB can do whatever he wants.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of AB, friends with him. He'll probably be on the show, and I will tell him this to his face. Don't twerk. What are you like, why are you twerking? Don't do that. That's cool. I mean, if that's what you're into, that's cool. But don't twerk. That's a weird... It's a new age. It's a new age of football.
New age.
Dudes are twerking now. I'm all about a good celebration, though. Like back in the day when T.O. and Ocho were outdoing each other.
Yes.
Those days need to come back. Like basketball celebrations there at the beginning of the basketball. I'm all about that shit. I had the celebration to end all celebrations if I would have scored in Oakland, which was supposed to happen.
What was it?
It was fucking incredible.
It was going
to
be amazing.
Should we save it?
Like.
It was going to be amazing.
But you can say it because it can't happen. Can't,
it could never happen.
Just say what was going to happen because people would have, it would have been played, I'm telling you, in highlight films for
forever.
Decades.
Forever.
Forever. It would have been the number one celebration in history.
Yeah.
And this was in Oakland, right? And everybody was touting Marquette for celebrating and me celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
was
building it up. So I actually like thought about this. So I'm like, boom, I got it. I got the celebration of all celebrations. So I was going to, we had a fake field goal in that we ran. From 4th and 6 from the left hash on the 30-yard line, I think it was. We were supposed to run that play within the 5-yard line to the right. Mm-hmm. So, awesome. Jogging on the field, we call it. I'm like, well, this ain't going to fucking work. This should be a lot of fun. 0 yards gained. Never happened. But we were supposed to do it from like inside the 10-yard line on the right hash because we had a pulling guard who was an actual offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. As opposed to on the left side, we had a D-lineman pulling. So that's a little interesting. But anyways... And that D lineman that pulled whenever we jogged on the field and I called the fake, he looks at me, he goes, you know we're on the left side, right? I go, yeah, man, it's all you. I'm coming right behind you. He goes, fuck.
I can't believe the two just didn't switch.
It's a whole different line. Everybody thinks if you play right tackle, you can play left tackle. No, you can't. No, it's a whole different
line. No, I know that part, but you would think the
No, because people study film. So if this guy's – like people think like, you don't study film on field goal block and field
goal. They would have known something was up.
Yeah, if you move this guy who's on the right side every time over to the left, everybody's going to be like, bing, pff, here we go. That's shit that is studied. We're that's what the hours and hours of film study are, is a little tiny bullshit that happens. So I had a hand warmer on in Oakland. It was not cold enough to have a hand warmer on. Everybody's like, why are you wearing a hand warmer? Good question.
Poor circulation.
So we were going to run. We were going to run that fake field goal to the right. I was supposed to catch direct snap. Right guard was supposed to pull to the right, supposed to pull out, block the end. Tight end gets the guy, bang, wide open touchdown. I'm supposed to literally walk in. That is the, how it's supposed to look. And I'm like, holy fuck, I'm going to score my first touchdown in the NFL right here in Oakland, Christmas Eve. Christmas fucking Eve. Thanksgiving, I throw a pass. Christmas Eve, I'm scoring a touchdown. I fucking love holidays. It's going to be a big moment for me. So I was going to score. I was going to get in. And right out of my hand warmer, I was going to pull a red handkerchief. You see? I was going to pull a red handkerchief.
I see it.
You see the red handkerchief? And I was going to pull it out, and I was going to go, ooh, look here, right in front of the camera. And then I was going to tuck the red handkerchief into my left hand, like so. And then I was going to get in real good, right, real good, real good. And I was going to say, hey, hey, blow on it to the camera. Blow on it. And then I was going to make the handkerchief disappear. I was going to make the handkerchief disappear, right? There it is. It's gone. Holy shit is what everybody's going to say. Greatest celebration of all time. What's going to happen? Ed Hockley is going to throw a flag. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Pull the flag up.
Pull the flag up. Start stuffing it into my left hand. And then fucking get another one. Vinatieri was going to kick a 60-yard extra point. And he was all in on it. And it never happened.
Oh, God, it would have been the greatest moment of all time.
All time.
But I'm really disappointed this didn't work.
And it almost did work on the 30-yard line, 4th and 6 from the left hash. But the guy who was supposed to drift to the other side of the field, he didn't drift. He's the one who hit me square in my hip when I hit a circle button on him.
By the way, listeners, Pat just did a magic trick in studio. That's what he was doing there.
Got it on camera.
And the handkerchief did disappear.
I have no idea
where
it went.
Allegedly.
I have no idea where it went.
So my question is the red handkerchief in your pocket every game in case they call this play?
I don't have a pocket.
You had it tucked in somewhere, right?
I had it in my hand warmers.
Oh, the hand warmer. Yeah. Okay.
Welcome to the show, Hoff.
No. I'm following now.
Was it in the hand warmer every game?
No, I didn't wear a hand warmer.
He just knew
this play was supposed to be called this game. So it was awesome. It's like, oh, I know this is about to happen. It's very likely that it will happen.
Yep.
Fucking I'm ready.
I even had a conversation with Chuck leading up to the game. Like, hey, call that fucking fake. Because every week you have at least two fakes up. One for punt, one for field goal. And we never call them, ever. And we call them, the one we ran in Dallas where I threw it to Dewey, I called it on the field. And granted, we lost by 50. They scored a touchdown. Probably shouldn't have done it. But you expect them to catch it. I love Dewey. He should have caught it. But you never call, the fakes never get called. And I was like this one. I'm like, yo, call the fake because I got something special.
The one in Dallas, did you get shit for it, for calling it?
No, not really. At that point, I was like year 7 or something like that. I kind of earned a little bit of respect. But we had practiced that play 114 times. They looked back on film. 114 times we practiced that play. 114 completions in practice. Dinged a little bit. So it wasn't good. It wasn't good news. Anything else happened in the world, though? So just know that the best celebration of all time was supposed to happen on Christmas Eve in Oakland, and I got tackled for a zero gain.
That's such a major loss for the NFL. I'm just here to tell you right now.
And magicians,
yeah.
Illusionists, have some respect.
Yeah.
Please, illusionists.
I believe in magic.
Well, you...
Huh.
Huh, do you?
Yeah.
I believe in magic.
That was the most joyful thing I've ever heard you say.
Easily pleasant.
That was kind of cute, wasn't it?
Was it cute, guys?
That was a cute moment with world news, Nick, there.
Yep.
Any other news in sports,
dude? Yeah. Jeter's living out your dream. Him and Jeb Bush have teamed together to buy a professional sports team. The Miami Marlins.
I thought about this last night. Somehow, Jeter continues to live this legendary life. Somehow. He goes and plays for the fucking Yankees, wins a bunch of shit, pisses clean, remains loved by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Zero bad stories come out about him. He retires, the entire league gives him a thank you. How about the tip of the cap video that went viral just because it was his last game? Like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for hitting baseballs for us. Thank you. Thank you. His entire life has just been this legendary thing. And then he goes on top of it and buys a fucking team in Miami.
With Jeb Bush.
That's the only. How did Jeb Bush got that much cake?
But the Bushes, well, I assume George W. He owned the Rangers.
Two presidents in the family. I think they get.
Yeah, but presidents only make what, 260,000.
But I heard they make a fuck ton when they retire and then they do appearances.
They had oil money too, right?
Yeah, they had,
because they own the Rangers. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The Bushes. I didn't. George W. I should have assumed that they're all presidents. I should have assumed that they're all.
Yeah. Assume anyone who lives in Texas has oil money.
Every time I listen to Jeb Bush talk, I just think like something very dumb's coming out. Like every time I see him start to speak, I'm like, oh, this guy's going to suck. What's that?
Is he the one that looks like Kevin Malone from The Office?
Jeb?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Oh, Jeb Cruz.
Ted Cruz does look like that dude. Now you say that.
And Ted Cruz is another one. It just says a lot of dumb shit. A lot. He says a lot of dumb shit. But Jeb Bush, they really wanted him to win the presidency.
Yeah.
They wanted him. The entire Republican Party wanted him to win bad. All the donors. And
they
all
just assumed, I think, that he would win. Yeah, didn't.
It did not happen.
Did not work out.
He wasn't even. He got crushed, didn't he?
Yeah. It turned into a villain almost. They villainized him.
And now he's buying the Marlins down in Miami.
Please clap.
I think that's a better job.
Dude, when he did that, that was incredible.
What happened? He was giving like a speech about what is.
He was giving a speech, and there was like, you know, every part of the speech you pause, and you're supposed to like hit the word, and everyone claps. And he didn't really hit the word, and no one did anything, and he just went, please clap.
That's like a Jim Kong type thing. Hey, yo, clap right now. Laugh. Laugh. Please laugh. But I watched, you know, during that campaign thing, I think the biggest thing I realized and was watching, none of them know how to speak. Like you would think politicians would know how to speak, but nowadays none of them know how to speak. That's why they're very well-spoken ones normally get in. Mm-hmm. Obama could speak.
Man. Yeah, he spoke circles around everybody else.
Bill Clinton can speak. Mm-hmm. That's just what they... If you can speak, you can go. Nowadays, these guys don't know how to lead into an applause break. They have no idea how to get a laugh. They don't know, like, a good moment of silence. None of them... It's all timing.
Yeah.
And none of the candidates had it. None of them. That's why that please clap thing, whenever it happened, although very hilarious, it was very obvious that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because whenever they were even giving speeches to their own people... And we're going to do this. And they would just like power through the applause thing. And then in the middle of a sentence, they would stop thinking an applause was coming. It was just like zero self-awareness, which is basically our politicians in a nutshell.
Right.
I think that's kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of makes sense. Anything else happening in sports?
Yeah.
That's big for Derek Jeter, though. In Miami, owning a sports team. Do baseball teams make money? Yeah.
Yes. I would assume. Yeah. MLB teams do.
Yeah.
Really?
81.
That would be my dream, like, just to own an MLB
revenue
team
sharing.
81 games.
You only need a handful of teams to make money, and the rest do. That's basically the way the Pirates exist.
Well, they're good now because they sell a lot of tickets. 81 games at home.
And then a lot of times the shittier teams make more money. Like the Reds for a while were really cooking, and they had all these shitty teams.
Why? Because the baseball hats and
shit? They weren't spending much money, but they had a powerful fan base.
TV contracts and all that stuff, yeah.
Really? Yep. I never see them on TV, though.
They local networks.
Yeah, it's the local networks.
Mm-hmm. Just weren't dropping
a lot
of cash on
players.
So you're
telling me baseball's making more money than NFL?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Doubtful there.
All right, rank them. Rank them. I want MLB, NFL, NBA. NFL. MLS. MLS, too. Mm-hmm. Put the MLS.
I go.
Do we even have to do that?
NFL, MLB, NBA.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
NBA, those things are sold out. No, they're not.
Not all of them.
I've been to a couple of Pacer games.
I think like in football, like the more successful teams make more money. I just think it's weird that this was a few years ago when I was looking at that. But major league teams, for some reason, if the shittier teams spend less money, they're more profitable.
I thought you were going into an ad.
Well, I know the Reds, for instance, for a long time, they were bundling their travel.
Stop. Nope, you can't. I pitched that. You cannot use that. You have to figure out a way to get back in. No way is that happening. But the there was an article that came out about Larry Bird. They're like the 29th highest payroll or 24th highest payroll out of 30 teams or whatever. And it's crazy to think that there's no, like, you have to spend a certain amount of cash. Like, that's one thing the NFLPA got right in this renegotiation of the CBA. I think they fucked up a lot of shit. But I think one of the things they got right is that you have to spend a certain percentage of the salary cap each year, like 90% or something like that.
Yeah, a floor. You have to spend to the floor.
Yeah. Does the NBA have that? Does MLB have that?
They got MLB does not.
They got guaranteed contracts over there, though.
Yes, yeah. They do.
So that's kind of the give and take, I guess.
I looked it up. I was right. It was NFL, MLB, NBA, and then it goes Premier League, then the NHL, and then like three other soccer leagues.
Mm. So the Premier League is making less money than all of our sports?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's powerful.
That is kind of surprising.
I didn't think that. I would think they would be above at least MLB or the NBA.
MLB's number two.
So they have less teams. Their revenue per club is more than NBA, but less than NFL okay. and MLB.
As a gross.
Correct.
Well, you can't, because if you have 400 teams, I mean, that's...
They have 20 teams, and our leagues have 30.
That's interesting. So much money being made. Mm-hmm. Derek Jeter's about to make a killing, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they get good.
Yeah.
So that means Derek Jeter has to have at least, what, $700 million?
His Jordan Nike deal has to... That's where all of his money... He's advertising. I mean, he made a lot on the field.
That's where everybody makes their fucking money. Everybody makes their money in advertising.
Except for baseball, because A-Rod made like $500 million on the field.
Fucking A-Rod.
In your face.
Now he's with J-Lo.
That face just lit up like a light bulb.
Now Alex A-Rod. Rodriguez is dating J-Lo. He's made $500 million on the field. He's fucking living that guy.
Yeah, he's loaded.
Derek Jeter is the only, what, really good baseball player that doesn't have any tainted piss allegations.
Mm-mm.
Right? He's the only one that has his name is not popular.
And it would have, obviously, it would have come up.
I was guessing, but it was $480 million.
$480 million he made just from playing.
That was A-Rod.
If you had $480 million,
and imagine, it's all guaranteed.
Imagine what you could do with it.
You could do so much, because now traveling as a rich person is way more phenomenal than it used to be when you own businesses. I've been talking a lot about Upside.com, telling you it will save your company big on business travel, and you'll get a big gift card every trip you buy. There's an old saying that it says, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Well, that saying's not true. I went to Upside.com to check it out. Super fast searches, by the way. In less than 2 minutes, they gave me a few awesome choices on United and American flights from Indy to LA and a bunch of big name hotels. 4-star, because I go hard and need that upgraded mattress in case things pop off. The first option gave me a $309 e-gift card and would save Barstool Heartland about $460. Then they showed me options. If I took a flight an hour earlier or stayed in the same kind of hotel down the block, I'd get even more in gift cards, and the trip cost the company even less. That's more money we have for printer paper and ink cartridges.
What?
That's the beauty of Upside. It's like gymnastics and lovemaking. Being a little flexible gets you more. But even if you're not, you still get big savings and a big gift card. If you're taking a business trip, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Upside's the real deal. Got me a gift card for $309. Trust me. Go to Upside.com. Plus, when you use promo code America, you're guaranteed to get at least $100 in Amazon gift cards.
How much?
$100 guaranteed if you use the promo code America for your first trip. That's code America. Get a $100 gift card free. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. See what your next trip's worth today. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Wow. Yeah. You even read the small print there. Big shout out to
Upside.com. There's no downside. Only
Upside.com.
That's a cool deal. It looks like a cool thing. I mean, I got on there myself and I saw the savings. So
$100 off Amazon is $100 in Amazon gift cards. You can buy so much with that.
So much.
My house has 45 boxes right now. I've become a direct shipment address from Amazon because my lady has learned what it is. And I enjoy it too. I get on there and really start cooking. Don't have to leave the house. You can get whatever you want.
It's pretty amazing.
Just like you can schedule your travels just from the house right there, Upside.com.
Yeah. You know who's
going to have to start bundling soon and saving a lot of money?
Barstool Heartland?
No, we're okay.
I thought you were trying to tell us something.
ESPN employees.
Oh, geez, yes.
That's I was trying to
they
tell
need
you
to get on there.
ESPN employees, over 100 layoffs.
How about Ed Werder? He's been there forever.
Ever. Ed Werder is one of the staples of
John Buchigross.
It may be fake news with Bucci. There's conflicting stuff going on with Bucci. But Ed Werder, I feel bad for that guy.
He's been around a long time.
There's a lot going on in his life, too. I think it's either his daughter or his wife is sick. She's, like, pretty sick, not doing well. And then, Diggs, you told me yesterday his dog died.
Mm-hmm.
That's what? His dog died and they laid him off?
Yeah.
Fucking ESPN.
Sickos.
If you didn't hate him before that, I don't know what it's going to take.
His tweet was so sad. It was just kind of like he didn't want to get, you know, over the top with it, but he's just like, I've been doing this for this many years, and now I've been let go. I don't plan to retire.
Yeah, that no, I
so
disagree.
Simple and sad.
I feel like it went the other way.
You thought it was...
I've been doing this a long time, and now I was let go. I don't plan on retiring.
I'm up for hire.
Who's next?
Gotcha.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, his timeline's pretty sad right now. After the I'm not retiring tweet, it was his dog. After temporary improvement, it appears our beloved Austin is in his final days. It was a picture of his dog. Poor Ed.
When it rains, it pours in this poor
Jesus,
guy.
Jesus, what else? What else is there? Anything else negative?
Just him getting fired.
Golly. Lost your dog and your job. That's a country song if I've ever heard it. Monday,
they let go of a lot of my dog.
Tuesday, I lost my job. This world's a pain. Fuck them all. ESPN, suck on my balls. I think that's Ed Werder's song. I think that's what Ed Werder's singing today. Good for Ed Werder, man. Maybe we should try.
You just came up.
That's Ed Werder. That's really Ed Werder. I think we should think about hiring him. You know what? It would be a real shame if Mike Wilbon got laid off.
So in this, someone was tweeting like, yeah, they're going to lay off all these people, but they tried getting Skip Bayless back for $8 million last year.
Well, Skip Bayless has gone through the fucking tank. They talk about his ratings over there on Undisputed on a regular basis, and I fucking love it. I love hearing that one of these podcasts gets literally 15 times the amount of listens than his fucking Undisputed show does.
Isn't that great?
I love it. It's awesome. That's just a fool world coming back. But he got paid, though. God, he got paid. It's like he's losing relevancy. Mm-hmm. He still sends out his same troll tweets that he sends out and says the same stuff, but nobody knows or hears about it. But you're rich. How do you feel? You feel like you won or you lost?
I guess you feel like you won. I think it's how most people are. We wouldn't be that way because we're all about like we want to earn it and we want to be the best at what we do.
He's
obviously not, but he's very rich.
He's just getting paid and nobody's listening.
Yeah, I think he's one of those, okay, I'll make more money than you do. Boo.
How old you say he
whatever,
is?
Whatever, dude, punch you in the neck.
Skip, don't punch him in the neck. He's 90, he would die. That guy is, he's staring down heaven right now anyways, isn't he? How old is he?
65.
He's gone a while.
He looks older.
How much longer do we have to fucking have that guy?
He's also jacked. He's in great shape.
Yeah, he's melting though. Have you seen like?
Well,
just
yeah,
falling
yeah, no,
off.
But I mean, physically, he looks like shit.
I assume if I met him and talked to him, you'd be like, that guy doesn't. He's that guy. Like, yeah. But boy, the image he puts out on TV as somebody who was a professional athlete. Well, that's a strong. I was paid to do athletics.
Yeah.
I'm not a super athletic position. But still, as somebody that was in the locker room, to listen to the way that guy talks about people, like he's the most hated fucking human on earth. Has to be. Like he's just such a scumbag. I just don't like the image that he puts out there. And I assume that's all an act and a ploy. And it worked. I mean, he got paid. He got broken off. But God damn it. At some point, you got to look in the mirror and be like, I'm not this big of a douchebag. But he's 65 and he's still running with it. I don't know if that moment ever comes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, when's that going to happen? When he's 70? He's going to be like.
When he writes a book after he retires.
When nobody listened.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be called.
Because no one reads.
Skip Bayless, when nobody listened. That was after he went to Fox Sports. I wonder if Fox Sports will ever blow up. They're spending a lot of money. Fox Sports Network. They spend a lot of fucking money.
I think they will. It's pretty cool. What do you think? What's going on?
They spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's all about the contracts, though. The league contracts. If you can get league contracts, you got a chance. That's why ESPN kisses the NFL's ass so much, because Monday Night Football is gigantic. Mm-hmm. That's why NBC does the same thing, because Sunday Night Football is gigantic. CBS loves the NCAA because they got the Final Four and all that shit. It's just everything's about getting contracts, and I don't know if Fox is ever going to be able to get one.
They got the UFC.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of money. Maybe that's what they were.
I wonder why Fox Sports doesn't pick up the WWE and UFC.
Oh, can you imagine? That's actually a great idea.
Because USA Network has the WWE, has had them for a long time.
Yeah.
They just picked up SmackDown Live here recently, which used to be on Sci-Fi. USA, that has to be their driving force almost. WWE has to be USA Network's driving force, right? Yeah. Wouldn't you think, Nick?
Yeah, probably. Ratings-wise, for sure.
That, and then Chris Lee knows best.
Fox Sports should pick them up. That's bundling all the fighting. They just have all the fighting. They just be the fighting channel.
And I feel like that's a pretty mixed demographic there. I think a lot of people that are fans of WWE are fans of the UFC.
Yeah.
Not all UFC fans are fans of WWE, but I think a lot of the people who are fans of WWE are fans of the UFC. I'm a gigantic WWE fan, and I'm also a fan of the UFC, but I'm not a diehard UFC guy who wouldn't become a WWE guy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Fox Sports should think about taking a ride at WWE.
Yeah.
What WWE is doing with their network, though, is game-changing. Game-changing. They don't do pay-per-views anymore.
That's what I was thinking about for Fox for USC or UFC. All the main fights are still on pay-per-view.
But they give away a lot of free fights too. If you listen to the MMA 2-minute drill.
Those are getting better.
If you listen to the MMA 2-minute drill with Chuck
with Chris Lytle.
Chris Lytle, the guy who's been just beating the fuck out of me, which is on our Barstool Heartland pages, which you should follow, Barstool HRT Land. That's Barstool HRT Land, both on Twitter and Instagram. You should follow us because the MMA 2-minute drill is Chris Lytle, who's a UFC vet, a fireman, all around just good dude. Gives his last week he did his predictions for three of the fights and a big thing. He went 3-0. 3-0.
Not bad.
The guy went 3-0. He's
not bad.
That's hard to do on UFC fights because they're so unpredictable. Insane.
But he knew it.
Yeah, I'm going to start betting what he says.
He was certain, he said. It wasn't like maybe. He was like, yep, here's three fights that I know for sure. Bum, bum, bum. So if you're a better, listen to that. You can make that happen. But also, he said in there that those free fights that they put on Fox Sports are the best fights. Those are the ones they think are the best fights because then you drum up interaction, which is just standard business. You drum up interest and then you get people to pay for it on pay-per-view.
Well, I don't know how much Fox is paying for the rights to those, but I mean, the more money Fox is willing to shell out, the better fights UFC is going to give them. Uh-huh. So it's all give and take there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
Fox Sports, they give Strahan. Who you got? Strahan, Terry Bradshaw.
Glazer.
Glazer, which is a big get. Glazer's a big
get. He's a crossover in so many different sports.
Our boy Howie. Yeah.
Howie Long, Chris's dad. Shout out Chris Long, who's just on our show on Tuesday. You should listen to that interview. Dude was living in a hotel the last couple of months. He was playing for the Rams because the writing was on the wall. Said he knew he was getting cut. That's crazy.
Who's the host there?
Kurt Menefee.
Yeah, yeah. He went. Did you know he was in the same exit interview bathroom that you were in?
Yeah. With Pardon My Take, the guys from Pardon My Take. Yeah, that was an interesting situation. But Fox spends money. Fox Sports spends money. They had Regis Philbin at one point. Do you remember that? Mm. Regis Philbin was on there with Katie Nolan and some other people. That show flopped tremendously. But they had Regis Philbin over there. Michael Strahan is crushing. But I wonder if Fox Sports will ever get big. They should try to pick up the WWE. I don't know when that's up with
the USA. We should really get behind and root for them. I'm rooting for them.
Fox Sports?
Yeah.
You're pulling for Fox Sports?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because, for one, they picked up the UFC, and they improved what fights were going to be shown for free. That's really up that game, so I'm a big fan of that.
Screw them. I'm pulling for us.
Okay. You had an actual answer. I said why because I thought an ad read was
I'm pulling for him. Why? Let me tell you.
Why?
Seeky.
Yeah, that's what I thought was coming.
It was chill. You got any other sports news? You good?
Nope, we're good.
Hey, well, I think it's time. The time that I look forward to most on this show. It really is because this guy is a never-ending stream of content.
Ooh, time now for the Jim Kong update on the Pat McAfee Show.
The North Korean army has readied for war as they fired rockets and torpedoes at mock enemy warships during North Korea's largest ever live fire artillery drills on Tuesday.
Where were the warships at?
20 feet off the shore.
In their backyard.
Yeah,
they were on the beach. They were docked.
They were sitting on the beach. They had like 85 tanks and 300 large caliber artillery pieces along the Wonsan coast of Korea. And they fired at a bunch of mock warships just drifting out there, floating around.
Were these like put on there like as an image on TV or are they actual warships? Because how'd they get the warships out
there? I think they were made of cardboard.
Yeah.
Oh, they just sailed them out like last week?
Yeah, they just put boats out there and like, just fucking lit them up.
But how did they get the boats out there is what I'm saying.
Is there video of this?
I think they just pushed them from shore.
Is that what happened? They got them past the first wave and let it just go? Because I don't think they even have boats that work.
No.
I don't think they even have boats.
My favorite part of
warships type boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
My favorite part of this army is they strut their tanks around like, we're not coming to you, man. Your tanks are going to do dick.
Yeah, are you going to run that tank into that water and come find us? Where are they going to?
Your tank can shoot a missile down, which I don't believe it can.
The tank can't shoot anything. Those tanks are shooting duds. That for sure. So what did this? This was him proving that they can shoot a missile.
No.
Out of target?
That they could sink artillery warships.
Yeah. If you come to invade the coast, this is what you're going to get.
Was this a Call of Duty video or a real video?
I only saw still pictures, so I don't know if there's actually.
It was little miniature ships in a little kid's bat, pool, kiddie pool, and they were just slingshots with ball bearings.
Very much zoomed in, though. Very much zoomed in. So it looks real.
So I've seen Battleship, and my guess is that our ships can get far enough away that their little rockets,
what are they called?
Can't reach them.
They're artillery. They're like cannon fire. They're large millimeter. Large.
They're shooting cannons.
No, they are not, Nick.
Yeah, they're not cannonballs.
That's what.
They're like designed for. That is, but obviously our ships can be forever away and still.
If they had forts with cannonballs, I would. They have to, right?
They do. What are you talking about? They do. They have slingshots. They have the whole thing. You're talking about like a Revolutionary War era military.
They have those maces with the balls with the spike. It's a chain off half a nunchuck. They swing them around.
They absolutely.
Wreaking havoc.
I'm getting a little worried about World News, Nick, though, by the way.
Why?
Because he's been digging in so much into Jim Kong. He's been reading like these actual mainstream news media sites, and he's been giving them too much credibility.
It's rubbing off on me.
Is it not embarrassing to hear him say, no, they got rockets that are shooting. They don't have shit.
No, you're the one saying rockets. I'm telling you, these are just large shells. They're just pumping out into the air.
It's like artillery.
Yeah,
guns.
It's a big-ass artillery gun.
Puka beast.
That's what they said.
That's never happened. They don't have that. They just don't. They can't get a thing off the ground. Like, I have zero faith in them to being able to do anything. I might be wrong.
Theirs are more like pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, this is like actual fireworks. Like, they're robbing, like, July 5th. They're going to fireworks stores here in America and just sending off those things. For sure, that's what they're doing. What's that?
Did you happen to see the viral video of firework baseball? I definitely want to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. We should do that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Why have we not thought of that?
You take a Roman candle. Is that what those are called?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you have a batter, and you shoot them at the batter, and he tries to hit them.
I love it.
Dude got hit right in the face.
Oh.
Have you ever played Roman candle dodgeball?
Yeah.
Good game.
Yeah,
that's kind of like
game.
That, but you're trying to hit it with a bat.
But you're playing with a bat.
Yeah. Okay. So you're trying to deliver strikes.
Correct.
Yep.
But Roman candle... It could take off on you.
These things do get a little shaky. Have you ever seen the 100 count?
No.
There's a 100 count one.
That comes out of one stick?
Yeah, it's like semi-automatic.
100?
You hold it?
Yeah, you hold
players
it.
Players come out.
But it's like an actual bazooka
style. It's like a hip bazooka.
So I was real into the Roman candle dodgeball there for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime people would come to my house, we'd be sprinting around.
What age was this?
24.
Good.
Okay.
22 to 24. So one day, I knew a group of friends was coming that I used to do this with very often.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and found a daddy. It was a 100 clip, semi-automatic one. And I gave them theirs, right? They had like the little ting, 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 ping, boom. They had like five of them. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, you guys are so ready. And I'm like, all right, let's get started here. Long sleeves on, pants on. They started firing their little poo, 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 poo. And all of a sudden, out of my back pocket, I pull this 100 clip and light it. And it just started. Poo, 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 poo. And it overplayed itself. Does that make sense? First 20 shots, hilarious. Last 80, what am I going to. What? It got real dangerous.
This isn't funny anymore.
Where do I aim
it
now?
Please stop.
Yeah, it didn't stop. And it did not stop. I think it was 150. Yet, because at the end of it, I'm just standing on the side, just shooting it into like a pond. Boom, boom, boom.
It's like when the cavalry would show up and they would bring out the Gatling gun. Start going, and everybody else is just trying to shoot. And reload. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were like that.
But then it just couldn't stop. Yeah. Like the game was over. They were inside. They were already done. And I'm just sitting there holding this 100 clip, shooting it into a pond. By the way, great time. Don't recommend it. But if you get one of those fireworks, like actual fire mortar, and you light it.
The M50s?
And you wait a little bit, wait a little bit, wait a little bit, and then throw it into a pond. It's pretty awesome to watch it blow up right over top of the pond. You got to have a little bit of a sack, though, to do it. I mean, you got to be...
Yeah, kill all the frogs and fish in the pond, too.
Oh, yeah, we're worried about them.
No, no. No, they like it. It's a show.
They like it.
It's a show for them. Actually. If you don't do it, you're not thinking about them.
All right, we got to talk about this too, because we brought it up on Tuesday and I didn't have enough information on it yet. But the North Korea taking the third U.S. citizen prisoner.
Now, what the fuck is that guy doing there?
So
it's not. I said it's a guy that's sexist. I'm assuming a woman isn't dumb enough to be in North Korea.
Well, you were right. It was a guy.
Yeah.
A Korean-American professor named Tony Kim has been teaching at the university in Pyongyang, set up by a Korean-American Christian businessman.
Korean-American Christian businessman.
Yeah, so this was kind of like a religious. This was kind of like a religious mission type situation. Why? That's why he was over there. He was teaching at the Science and Technology University and was detained at the airport, but they're not saying what he was charged with.
Well, he was Korean-American Christian businessman.
It's basically because he was American.
Yeah, he's got a lot of charges.
And they just want to hold him and say, look what we can do. We got one of your people.
Probably try to interrogate him, too. Yeah. I think that Jim Kong just assumes every American has the knowledge to build rockets that can shoot nukes. I think he just does, like, every American knows how to do that.
So, like, do you guys have cars over there and shit? That's probably what he's...
But he has three things against him, right?
Yeah.
Businessman. Jim Kong doesn't like that.
Yeah.
Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He canceled Christmas for his grandma's birthday. We remember that. And he's American.
But so yeah.
That guy's got three strikes right there.
Yeah.
Why are you in North Korea?
You should not be there.
Do they have vacation resorts over there?
For Jim?
One, it's Jim's.
Jim has one. Just that one?
Yeah.
He doesn't let any... Because I can imagine being a good time. Like, you got fireworks every night.
What are those, missiles?
Yeah.
Did you hear the song? I was following some guy who's over there. They play a song every morning and every night. It's like the same song. It just radiates.
Jim Kong, Jim Kong Un, Jim Kong Un is God. Jim Kong, Jim Kong Un. That's that one.
Jim Kong Un is God. I remember that. Yeah. That's probably what they play.
At 5 a.m., I think, is what I saw.
At night and, yeah.
Although I am a big fan of that, the communal music thing.
Love it.
That they just blast music out all the time around, like, the cities and stuff.
I was in Morocco and they did that.
It's creepy, I think.
Oh, it scares the fuck.
It's like a soundtrack for your life.
Yeah, but you're not
picking the soundtrack. Somebody else's. True. You're not. You don't have the aux cord, fam.
Yeah, you gotta listen to that.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, fuck! You're keeping me out, dude.
Oh, yeah, there. But I'm saying, if we were here and we could do it, like, imagine if you just walk around downtown Indy and they're just blasting music. So,
imagine the wars that would get.
This is the right news.
So, like, how powerful do you feel when you have the aux cord at a party? Imagine having it for your entire city,
country,
for your entire country.
Jim Kong's got the aux cord for the entire North Korea. You will listen to this and you will like it.
Well, they listen to like Psy.
They don't. That's South Korea.
Yeah, but he's got to be. I mean,
he won't let a South Korean.
When they let off a nuke in 2026, they'll finally start playing Kendrick's new DNA album.
Damn. DNA album.
Yeah. DNA was a good song on it.
Great song.
It would be all
outdated stuff, right? What's that?
Yeah, that was the joke.
He would play, like Jerry Lee Lewis.
What if he's going through a really good time of music though, like the 80s? What if he's like North Korea's kids are so right. dated they're going through like a really good time? What if it's like shot through the heart? What if Bon Jovi is gigantic over there?
Purple Rain, Prince. Oh, my discovering God. That. I'm kind of jealous I get to discover all those great songs for the very first time.
And they get to watch The Sopranos for the first time. That's awesome. Good for North Korea. We're trying to take that away from them. And we already did it to Cuba. Cuba's been living like that forever.
Cuba's perpetually stuck in the 1950s and 60s. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's North Korea, too.
Not as awesome. Cuba, I feel like they at least have a good time with it. You know, when Castro was alive.
They're just having a good time.
This is that mainstream media though. He's been listening to, though.
Classy-ass cars.
Hold on. Yeah.
They're all wearing white linen suits.
Going to the sock hats.
They're all wearing white linen suits. The Castros are wearing white linen suits. What are you talking about? We should have got in on the Cuba purchase before everybody else did. Whenever they were just starting to open it up,
mm-hmm.
We should have got in there and bought at least a little property.
Yeah, a little cantina.
There's a little Cuban Havana sandwich shop here in Indiana.
Oh, it's good.
It's really
incredible.
Good.
The coffee's incredible. The food is incredible. The people are nice.
Yeah, the guy is the coolest dude in the world.
They put potato sticks on their sandwiches, which are phenomenal.
The place we go to?
Yeah.
I've never got that one.
You know those like old school canned potato sticks?
Yeah. They do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the crunchy ones?
Yeah, the crunchy ones.
The like fries. What are they called? Yeah. The ones you
potato sell? Fries.
Potato fries. Yeah.
But they put those on sandwiches?
Yeah. I always get the steak sandwich that has it. The bistec con whatever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm a big component. Everybody knows me, knows this. I put whatever potato thing is around on my sandwich. Mm-hmm. If it's a chip, it's going on there. If it's a fry, it's going on there. It just tastes better. It's not a Pittsburgh thing. It's just a taste bud thing. That's all I got to say about that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I used to do it too, and my one friend always, it sounds like you're eating bugs every time you take a bite. Like, yeah, but it's delicious.
Do you got any other world news?
Yeah, I got a bunch. Let's talk about the wild boars that overrun the ISIS militants.
We've been in war with these people for 14 years. Remember that?
Yep.
Give it to me.
Have you heard this yet?
I've heard. I saw the headline on, and I love ambush.
So ISIS militants were setting up an ambush in a bitterly contested area of northern Iraq, and a herd of stampeding boars ran into the ambush and killed three of them.
Amazing.
Foiled by a herd of wild boar.
Yep.
These are badass animals.
Wild boars.
Boars are mean as shit.
I've been on a boar hunt before.
You have?
Yeah. You mess with boars, huh?
Louisiana.
I don't fuck with boars.
I went down there. A couple of dogs. They sent out some dogs.
You fuck with the boar?
No, I don't fuck with the boar.
Speaking of, Lil Dicky tweeted us to reach out to his manager. We reached out to his manager three times now. No response. If that's how Lil Dicky does business, I don't know if I want to be a fucking We like Lil Dicky a lot, but boy, I'm losing respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll keep it moving. But yeah, the boars are a nuisance to a lot of places.
So you're allowed to hunt them.
So you're supposed to hunt them. Yeah. Like, it's like one of those things. And I went down there and went on a hog hunt. It was a boar hunt. And it was a nightmare.
Can we go?
You don't want to do it. You got these like three pit bulls that are running around and they trap them and they're biting their ears and they're squealing. And then you got to tie them up. You got to do the hog tie. I did a hog tie in the middle of a swamp.
You tied the legs of the hog together?
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Just like Jared Allen's celebration.
After you shot him, he was still alive.
You don't shoot him. You're just trying to move him. You're trying to relocate him.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
So dogs trap him, and then you come in. You got to tackle him, flip him, hog tie him, and then drag him out.
I'm good on that.
Wow.
I did that in Louisiana with a guy named Bubba. That's not me being... That's not a comedy thing. That was his actual fucking name. I met him 4:30 a.m. I was wearing a hoodie and some jeans. And I go, hi, my name's Patty. He goes, Bubba. He goes, you can't wear that out in the woods, by the way. I go, why not? He goes, you look bad. He gave me like this full hunting outfit. It was a bunch of...
because everyone's out in the woods critiquing your outfit.
Well, he told me that the boar make me look soft. Louisiana people speak awesome.
Yeah.
I think they're the best speakers on earth.
That Creole.
How about those hogs just killing ISIS, though?
Good for them.
You know, that's what the ISIS has, though, that we don't, is they know the ability, the lay of the land. They can sprint down those mountains. You see Lone Survivor, that motherfucker, the goat herder, he sprints down those mountains in that video.
Yeah, he was parkour all the way down the side of the mountain.
Iraqi parkour.
It was freestyle walking all the way down the goddamn mountain. And that's what the ISIS have over us. But you know who else has it? The goddamn boar.
Yeah.
The boar have that. Oh, maybe we train dolphins for our ships. Maybe we need to get a boar program.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Huh.
Hoofs on the ground to defeat ISIS.
Muslims aren't allowed to touch pigs, right?
Right, scared of them.
Oh,
I thought about you're onto something,
huh?
Now you're onto something.
Wow, look at me, huh?
And boars are just hairy pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Deep down, that one felt good.
I was just thinking. They're part.
So are they allowed to kill them?
Are they part elephant?
I think they can kill them. They just can't eat them, right?
You can't touch them. Pork. Can't eat them.
Yeah.
What is it?
Can't bathe in pig.
Oh,
you can't bathe in pig.
Can't have sex with pigs. There's a lot of things they can't do. But I think they can kill. I would assume from a distance if they didn't have to handle the pig.
They fuck them goats. I know that.
Hey, they fuck them goats.
They fuck them goats. Though. What else happened, Nick?
Taco Bell Canada is going to add beer to their menu.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, this is a horrendous idea.
And I fully support this. This needs to happen in the U.S. more.
Yes.
So Taco Bell Canada apparently is pretty small.
Taco Bell Canada.
There's 170 of them across the country.
Like it's a city.
They're expanding to 700 locations. They're opening up 700 Taco Bells in Canada.
Overnight breakfast must have done really well for them.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, 700 in Canada.
The quote here, which is the money quote, is beer is something that goes well with Mexican food.
It doesn't.
The general manager of Taco Bell Canada, no shit.
What are you talking about? It doesn't.
I don't like to drink beer with Mexican or Chinese food.
Why not?
It upsets my stomach.
You're soft. You're the softest dude on earth.
This is Taco Bell's attempt to take over. I think this is Judge Dredd coming full circle, coming true, where all restaurants are Taco Bell. Have you seen that movie?
I wouldn't hate it.
No idea.
In the movie Judge Dredd, all restaurants were Taco Bell.
Is this a makeup movie? Is this a real movie?
This is a real movie. Sylvester Stallone.
It's called Judge Dredd?
Judge Dredd.
And all restaurants are Taco Bell?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel, because I love Arby's. I love Arby's, man. The move that Arby's has gone to with this whole meats thing is next level.
Oh, that's really good.
Todd took a picture of one of their sandwiches that has every meat known to man on it.
Yeah, is that Arby's?
It's like all the meats, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called a Meat
Mountain.
Meat Mountain.
That used to be like an underground thing. Like no one knew about that, and then it got viral on the internet. It was like a thing you could go and order, but it wasn't listed on the menu.
Arby's has a secret menu?
Everywhere has a
secret menu. Arby's has a secret menu?
Everywhere has a secret menu. You just got to know what's on it.
Google it.
What?
Yeah.
I thought Starbucks yuppies ass only ones that did.
No, everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Arby's has this. I'm a pretty frequent Arby's-er, and you're telling me there's a secret menu they haven't told me about?
Yeah. Go on Reddit. Reddit's got everything.
I don't understand Reddit.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it either.
It's like the super blog, right? It's like a super fan.
It's a good way to put it, yeah.
It's just where you can put stuff up and let
it's a big
people attack
message
you.
Board on.
I mean, people just attack. It's just like, okay, I like to be trolled because you're weird like that. Then you just post something on Reddit and everybody tears you down.
How about Pinterest? I love Pinterest. Are any of these secret menus on Pinterest? I'm making moves.
I'm sure there's something.
My lady loves Pinterest. She's turned me on to Pinterest a little bit.
It's mostly a woman's website.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of women out there.
More than half.
Just saying.
The people.
Are they?
I think.
Is it more than half?
I think it's more than half.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Yeah. There's more than half.
They outnumber us.
Really?
They live longer.
Do the Muslims know that? That might be a way to really stump them. Tell them that there's more women on earth than men. That'll fuck their whole thing up, right?
Yeah, totally.
I don't think we need to give them any more incentive.
This is that pussy mainstream media shit. So you don't need to. These dudes are cutting people's heads off, and we need to.
That's what I mean. I don't think we need to fuel their fire anymore.
What do you mean? Their fire is fueled. They are a full fire.
Jihad. It doesn't get any worse than jihad.
They are a full fire.
Exactly.
People are like, well, let's not piss them off by saying anything rude. They're already pissed.
Too late, jihad.
it's in their book. Let's not entice them. Shut the fuck up. Entice them. They're already slicing heads off and burning people. They're already enticed. Jesus. Jesus Christ. Anyways, there's more women than men on Earth?
Yeah, I don't know.
They live longer, too, right?
They live longer, I think, is probably why there's more. Yeah.
They live longer. Mm-hmm.
They do less dangerous things on average.
Oh, boy.
They get paid more.
Oh. They don't have to do simple things like give birth to children.
By the way, you guys are gone.
Well, they do.
And by gone, I meant wrong.
What's that?
This Google
machine.
Google machine says that out of 1,000 people, 504 are men.
Oh.
Oh.
Sounds like Diggs is getting his stats wrong. That's what that sound was.
That was in 2010.
Well, still.
Anyways, Pinterest, though. Let's get back to it.
Yeah. Right now it says it's 101 males, 100 females. We're pretty even, guys.
Pretty even. We're coming back.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, because we haven't gone to... Let's move on.
Nope. What were you going to say, you can't do that.
I don't want to strike a court. Nope. We're good.
Is this one you're really going to turn down?
Yeah, I can't say this one.
You made a Nazi Jews cheese joke 2 weeks ago. This one, no.
I don't want to fuck with the war.
Do you?
I was saying we haven't had a world war in a long time for it to wipe out a lot of men.
Oh, yeah, that is what happens. Now, are women in the draft?
There's no draft currently, but saying if there was a new draft, yeah, I think they would be eligible.
Well, they would have to be, right? Because that's what they're all marching for.
And the feminists would be so mad if they didn't.
Yeah, would the feminists be pissed off if women weren't in the draft?
Uh-huh.
Really?
That would really test them.
Bill Burr has a whole thing about feminists only picking and choosing certain shit that they want and not all this shit. Bill Burr has a whole thing.
I mean, I'm not trying to start a war here, but, like, women have less things to worry about. Like, they don't have to worry about finding a good-looking shirt that's untucked, like we do, right? If you're wondering, by the way, guys, if your shirt's too long to wear untucked, it probably is. Finding the shirt that looks good untucked has been one of the biggest problems in men's fashion for years. Before that, it was, how can I wear jeans but still expose my knees, shins, and ankles? Pat showed us how to fix that problem.
Yep.
Shorts. But what about this untucked shirt issue, Diggs? Most shirts are too long and too sloppy.
I hear you.
It's a really hard look to pull off. Untuckit.com has solved this problem by making shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. Research shows a clear preference for an untucked shirt to be long enough to comfortably cover the belt buckle, but short enough to keep a portion of the pant pocket exposed. Because if you're going clubbing and you want to have a good time, you got to tip the bouncers. Mm-hmm. That means you need unobstructed access to your wallet.
Yep.
Untucked shirts fall at the perfect length. That's why they're the only choice for the untucked man and the perfect gift. So visit untuckit.com and use the promo code PAT to receive 20% off all purchases. That's 20% off your purchase when you use the promo code PAT at untuckit.com. Now all those long-ass shirts companies can suck it because we're buying our shirts at
untuckit.com
because the right shirt will make the right difference. You can also visit their stores in New York, Austin, L.A., San Francisco, or Chicago.
I would never want to be a woman, by the way. They have it so much worse than us.
They do.
The once a month bleeding thing that goes along with everything is insane. I can never imagine it. I mean, I pee 3 times a day and I hate it. So I couldn't even imagine bleeding for 24 hours straight for 7 days.
I think you should focus on some of the positives. Go on. Menstruation.
Go on.
Well, for one, when you're on a period, wolves are afraid of you.
Not it's from a movie.
No, because you smell like you just killed something. With your bare vagina, and that's terrifying. Also, another point, if you're menstruating, you get lost in the woods walking around, you have a built-in mechanism to leave a trail for others to follow. We have to carry a loaf of bread and leave crumbs like an idiot.
Go on. Is there anything else?
Also, I think that I could get rid of my calendar on my phone. I'd get rid of that app if I had a period. You know?
How about whenever vaginas sync up like Bluetooth and they all go at the same time, that fucks up your whole calendar?
Oh, that's weird. Yep, that's right.
That happens.
Scratch that. I'm going to keep the calendar app.
Do you have any other world news, Nick?
Yeah, there's one more. There's a guy arrested twice. Well, I can't even get through it. He was arrested for trying to save his beer from his burning home. A South Dakota man was arrested Sunday after he risked life and limb to run back into his burning home to save his beer twice, authorities said.
America.
He didn't take the hint after the first time. He ran back into the burning building a second time to get 2 cans of Bud Ice.
Bud Ice! Bud Ice!
And if you're drinking Bud Ice, that's a good reason for your house to be on fire.
Can I be honest? My God. I'll be honest with you. I had no idea they made Bud Ice.
Natty Ice. Yeah. Everybody Never? Knew Natty Ice.
I know Natty Ice. Yeah, I drank that all the time in school.
It was terrible. Why?
You started with that to get drunk, and then you...
Yeah, quicker.
Yeah.
Natty Ice was a nightmare. I assume Bud Ice is the same thing. It's probably Bud Heavy just on a terrible...
Yeah, next level.
Terrible.
None of the ices took off, right?
So this guy...
Because they taste terrible, unless you're just trying to get hammered. So you just throw them down.
This guy ran back into a burning house to save beer.
Yep.
What?
It's really American.
Another beer.
What?
Another beer.
What?
Another beer.
What?
God, you guys, it took a little bit.
I was reading.
It took a little bit.
I was looking up pictures of Bud Ice.
It took a little bit. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
But he literally pushed past the cops and the firefighters to get back into the house. Like, they tried to hold him back, and he
like a movie. Like a movie, like his baby's in there.
Yeah.
No.
His son, maybe.
Goes right past his kid. To the fridge.
Who's in there? Bud. He must. His kid name must be Bud. And he comes back.
There's
out.
Two of them.
Two Bud Ices. What is that going to be like? $4?
I hope they were pounders. I hope they were pounders.
I was about to say, was it $3.50 worth of beer? This guy ran back into a burning house to save.
He's like, they're going to skunk. It's too hot in there.
This is in what state?
South Dakota.
Fucking Adam Vinatieri's land. That's oh, so boy. Awesome.
Is he from there?
Yeah. Yeah, jackrabbits.
Isn't no that? Neighbors, right? Probably. You don't have neighbors in South Dakota,
no,
I assume.
No way.
Yeah.
What is there? The Mount Washington's there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that one.
Mount Washington's
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's in your town? I thought it was in the
Mount Washington,
lower south.
Mount Washington, just not as famous as Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
But both very impressive. I would like to go to Mount Rushmore, though. That's pretty cool. At sunset, I guess they do a whole fireworks thing and tell the whole story.
Do you know who's on Mount Rushmore?
You got JFK. No. You got Teddy. You got Teddy, George, JFK, right?
No.
No.
Nope.
Who in this room knows these actual answers? Because I don't.
Adams?
I know it's Roosevelt, Washington.
Lincoln and Jefferson.
Lincoln and Jefferson.
Lincoln and Jefferson.
Who?
Abraham Lincoln. Ever heard of him?
Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thomas Jefferson.
TJ. What did TJ do? Electricity?
Drafted the Declaration of Independence.
Oh.
Electricity.
that's Edison.
Thomas.
Edison. Yeah.
Jefferson, Thomas Edison. They're all the same.
Very striking resemblance. I'm like, the guy nailed it, whoever did Mount Rushmore. It definitely was not the guy that did your tree art.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. It's been a great Thursday. We hope you guys have an incredible weekend. The draft is tonight. Look for my conversation with Deshaun Kizer. Notre Dame quarterback who called himself a loser last week and said it was a good thing because he's been through some adversity. That's interesting. That's a good take. I like that. That's a good PR spin. I'll be excited to chat with him. That'll be on BarstoolSports.com blog. Final thoughts, Diggs, what do you got?
Shout out people who drink ice just as like their casual drink of...
Bud ice.
Any ice.
Yeah.
Like Natty Ice, any of those.
That's the next level.
Yeah. I'm not there.
No way. Todd, final thoughts?
I'm with you. I think we start training wild boars to help defeat ISIS.
Yep.
Hoofs on the ground. It's a great idea.
Hoofs on the ground. Nick, final thoughts?
I'm looking forward to getting hammered drunk at Taco Bell Canada.
Yeah, can I get a Crunchwrap Supreme, no sour cream, and 14 Labatt Blue? Sorry.
Molson. It's got to be Molson and Labatt, right?
Sorry. Yeah, that was like the big thing whenever you're going through duty free when you're coming back into America.
Molson Triple X.
Yeah, you can just buy any beer.
Back as many cases of Molson Triple X as you can.
Not one of us is over the age of 21. Six cases of legal beer in our back. It's awesome. Final thoughts.
Mine's more of a question. Do you think Tebow and Aaron Hernandez ever went on a hog hunt?
Oh, boy. I don't know if you're trying to imply sex here, but I don't think so. I think Tebow likes the Earth's creatures, and I think Hernandez would rather kill a human.
The most dangerous game.
Yeah. Like The Pest, John Leguizamo. Not a bad movie there. My final thought is this. Tonight when the draft is running, it's the first rounders. These guys have been coddled to their entire life. Don't be excited for these guys. I mean, the dream's coming true. They've worked very hard. You should definitely be happy for them. They're taking the job of some other guy who's been in the league for probably a little bit of a time. Don't be so, I mean, you should be happy for these guys. This is awesome. They've worked very hard. This is their big moment. But whenever you get into the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounders, pay attention to those guys. That's awesome. That's an entire dream coming true. Dudes who've had to work their asses off to get there. Not that the first rounders and second rounders haven't. Let's not. They've worked hard. But their entire lives, they've been superstars. They're on TV. They're the ones that everybody cares about. I'm excited to see the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounders. Small school guys who are given a shot. A couple kickers and punters get drafted probably, I assume. Who knows? I don't care. But I'm excited. I'm excited for the change of a... This is a gigantic time in a lot of guys' lives, getting to finally reach the NFL, get some money for their entire family. I'm pulling for all of them. I hope they're all successful. I hope they all make $1 billion. I hope they all win 100 Super Bowls. That's not reality, but that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for happiness, just like I'm hoping for happiness for you. Thank you so much for listening to the Pat McAfee Show. Please subscribe, rate, and review. We'll see you next Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Cheers.